The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Afternoon, good evening, Power Hour listeners, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful Eden that the good Lord gave us. It is a great bit of thankfulness that we can present ourselves before you again today and take you down the rabbit holes that the New World Order has set up against us. I'm George Freund, your host from Canada. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming our posse and going into all the deep, dark recesses of evil that exist in this world and expose them to the light with a little bit of truth and then a whole lot of truth. And just put them down on the mat and call it victory. It's a very interesting month for me because this is the anniversary of my assassination attempt 16 years ago. And I get a good reminder of it in the weeks preceding with a lot of swelling around one of my injuries. I had my left ankle dislocated and it started bruising and swelling. And I hear that as you get older, you can have like a memory of an injury start to come alive again. And, you know, there was no mistake that baby was puffing up and just felt like it did after the injury. But we work on it. And it goes away. And one of the best things I found in God's pantry for swelling is a herb called butcher's broom. And it is just amazing at getting blood flow to your legs and feet, but also to reduce swelling. And for anybody, you know, who has issues with swelling after surgeries or such, that's how I got into it. My father had surgery and he was swelling awful a lot. And the doctors couldn't do anything. So I looked in. That's before the internet, looked in my book and said, oh, this is a good puppy for swelling. And it worked very well, reduced the swelling by 50%. His doctors were amazed, but too stupid to ever ask, how'd you do that? And that's the funny thing about modern medicine to a great extent, where there's a continental divide and drift, and you have to be on one side or the other side. And when you come to Power Hour, of course, you're on the good side because Power Mall sells all kinds of things that are good for your body and your health to invigorate you and make you strong. And that's not anything to scoff at, especially when you feel the healing and know it to be real and true. But part of the trouble I got into way back then in 2008 is there was a massive explosion in Toronto at the Sunrise Petroleum place. And, of course, we dig into stuff, you know, it's just what's above ground, there's below ground. And what I got in tipsters from scientists in and around there is there was a WMD lab under the old Canadian Forces Base Downsview that the Canadian government operated. Now, it would seem rather bizarre that you'd give permission to a propane place to be in vicinity of that, but they did. They also let the police do munitions training in the area, too. So that wouldn't exactly be the smartest move in the world either. As Dad used to say, no smoking near the dynamite shed. And they were sure smoking a few things down there, and the result was an explosion you could see all the way across Toronto and probably across the lake into the United States. And being an information guy, like I even brought that up on daytime radio, which is probably crossing the boundaries as opposed to nighttime radio. And after a period of time, there were people following me late at night going home. And when you're on a lonely country road all by yourself, they stick out like a sore thumb. So I lost him driving through a farmer's field, and his 5-liter Mustang really couldn't handle any kind of off-roading. So we came out on top there, but they had a plan, and that plan involved putting a pickup, or pardon me, a transport truck across the road that I travel at the top of a hill just after sundown, and giving me the classic old ambush. But I'm a believer, and I was way more a believer after that, because time stopped for me. I looked like I was like 2 seconds away from death, and then it's like my truck stopped. And I was floating in the air. And I like turning the wheel and nothing's happening. And it's like, you know, is this real? Was this some surreal event or something? And whatever was in there with me that I termed the good Lord just told me what to do with that wheel, turn it in a certain direction, which I thought would make it happen sooner or faster. And it just said, trust me. So I did what I was told. And then time started again. So for me, it was like I was shot out of a cannon. And I hit the landing leg on the trailer. It caught me like a baseball. Truck was destroyed. I had a leg broken and a dislocated ankle. Took me 3 months to learn how to, you know, sort of walk again. And I recovered completely and totally. And just to be, you know, difficult, when the fire department got there, I made sure that, you know, I lifted myself up onto the backboard to get out, in spite of all their complaints and this or that. Because when they did it, it hurt like hell. And fortunately for me, I bought a brand new pair of steel-toed boots the week before, and my ankle was already in basically something akin to a cast. And it worked out okay. But the downside, where you know you're in trouble, is in the middle of nowhere, in the dark, a guy comes around, says he's a cop, and he's trying to take my phone off me. So it's like there's a lot of those signs that go around. We don't call 911, and I'm smart enough, too, that that's the last thing I'm going to call in a situation like that. I called all my friends. I called people at church. I invited everybody that I could find within a reasonable period of time to drive there to come, and they came. And we might have had 30, 40 people all lined up at the side of the road, and I had to fight this guy off. He wasn't the slightest bit interested in my injuries or helping me. He was just trying to take my phone. And the way my car was wedged into the trailer, he couldn't get at me from the driver's side. He had to come from the passenger side, and I had to fight him off to keep that phone. And I just kept phoning people and phoning people. And then once they started coming, for some strange reason, he kind of faded off into the distance and was never seen again. As I understand how those things work. And we've covered so many of those things. And sometimes, you know, you almost have to look at John Kennedy's assassination the same way. You know, he was a combat veteran. When you saw those Secret Service agents jump off your limousine, like, that should have been a head-turner right there to go, like, hey, what happened? Big change in the game plan here. And you have to take control of yourself, regardless of who's doing it for you. It's just like, you know, the pilot's asleep at the plane, and, you know, somebody's got to take it over. It's going to crash. There's no mistake. There's no waiting. And that's where he dropped the ball big time there. And when you saw the gestures of these guys, admittedly, he'd have been looking from the other side. But when you get, you know, when they throw their hands up and shrug in total disbelief about the orders they were given to abandon their posts, that should have been time for John Boy to grab his wife and hit the deck on the floor of that limousine. Because you have to take control. And it's part of that with the world and life. You know, after Ronnie Reagan was shot, Nancy was well known to always be packing heat everywhere she went. That really became noticeable in Canada, because they got all upset when he made a trip to Ottawa and she was carrying her own gun. And, you know, they just don't really like self-defense here in Canada, but you have diplomatic immunity as a head of state's wife. So, you know, you just do it the hell you please, and nobody's getting her man without eating some lead, because she's just that kind of girl. And God bless her for it. And that's part of it with the world, is it takes us off course and takes us down weird avenues of corruption and contempt, is we have to take control, and we have to do what's right, especially when we see things going a little bit south, as they call it, manipulating away from us. And part of it is they're trying to start a war, a big war. Make no mistake about it. Financial Times released a story today that's started to get some juice. you know, about the Russian Navy's training for nuclear strikes in Europe. It's old intelligence from a long time ago, but it gives us some idea of we're not to buy property. So these files were compiled between 2008 and 2014 showing the targets that would be taken out. And it doesn't bode well for many, many places. And I feel sorry for the suckers or people who live in these areas that they get sucked into this NATO narrative. There is a price that will be paid. And when that day comes, it's going to just be a hell fight. It's just like you're in a bar or something, and it's just that moment. The tables are turned over. Everybody starts swinging, and there's no getting out of the way exactly, unless you did it in advance. But in England, back in those days, Barrow-in-Furness, near Edinburgh, where the Brits have a naval base, that was one. Then on the other coast, near Hull, which is probably another naval base nearby, they take that out. And the Isle of Man, and that one always intrigued me, because the British had a space program operating out of the Isle of Man, put out by the royal family. It was really on the QT. It wasn't really released all that much about what's going on, no publicity. Very, very interesting place. But that's a target, too, or it was, in those glory days. And you really wouldn't want to be living in Norway, because they had more targets than anybody. It was four in the southern part of Norway and all the way up the coast where they have secret naval bases and fjords and places to hide things. No mercy for Norway. Estonia, which would probably be the capital, Tallinn, or somewhere nearby. Germany, five. France had one. And Romania, three. Bulgaria, two. Turkey, five. And at that time, Russia probably didn't exactly have as many friends, so some of these places were allies now, but not then. Azerbaijan, two, Iran had five potential targets. But they kissed and made up, so that's not a big deal anymore. They had targets in Japan, five, China, North Korea, and South Korea had one. But I get the feeling that they kind of kissed and made up, and that's all changed now, and Japan and South Korea are going to really take a hit. There was a show I did ages ago, too, where we talked about the prophecies of Gang Il-sun, the Korean mystic, and he was very, very adamant in his prophecies going way, 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 way back that Seoul would be hit with something that you could only describe as a nuclear weapon and be destroyed, and I don't take that lightly. And I guess the other big target for South Korea is Pusan. That was a major focal point in the Korean War. And those things never change because they have geostrategic value. And no matter what happens ever, it'll always be a focal point of something. And this is very, very important to understand. You know, Mr. Trump had his big X-chat with Elon Musk, and it was all glitched. They had a lot of trouble getting it out. It might have been hacked, too, but that's quite possible. But it just boggles my mind, you know, all the new technology folks. And you think about the classic old days here with this show and many others using WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. And you got these giant transmitters, four of them, that could broadcast all over the world. And because you're putting it out and you just need a receiver somewhere, everybody in the world could listen to it or hear it if they tuned in. So it's a much more effective way to get a timely message out to the whole world or a large audience. And it's just kind of funny, really, in a way, that they had this technology trap taking us down another trail. But we hear in our Power Hour news, Iran dismisses the European restraint calls as contradicting international law. And by and large, it does, but it's like I learned in driving school sometimes. Sometimes it's better to give up the right of way and be alive than to get in a crash and be dead or severely injured. And controlling your anger and your responses to things is a much more logical and sane path than getting into a bigger and broader fight. But if you don't understand Jesus 101, as I call it, you can't really get to that point to have that sort of understanding or level of understanding. So to escalate and escalate and escalate means sooner or later you're butting heads against a big hard wall, and that's going to hurt, kill a lot of your own people. We see a lot of restraint by the Russians and many, many provocations that makes you understand that Vladimir Putin understands at least that part of it. We want to keep upping it, and he's not so keen to see us and raise us some as quickly as we are. Ukraine claims control to 1,000 square kilometers now of Russian territory. That's a funny one, how in the days of satellites and modern technology that they could pull this one off and amass a large land force without the Russians knowing about it. Unless they wanted it to happen to take pressure off other points in the struggle or the battle, or lead them into what's called a pocket, where you get into something that would be akin to America's Battle of the Bulge, where the Germans advanced and then they could be cut off when that giant bulge happens. Part of it can be you run out of men, material, and equipment, or in that case, way back then, fuel. And you can go so far, you stall, they close the pocket and finish off. And it's a very, very complex game, this war they're playing, but a very, very dangerous one. And General MacArthur had an old saying for stuff like that, too. You don't hit them where they are, you hit them where they ain't. And there wasn't anybody much in that region. It was mostly police as opposed to military, which is just mind-boggling that there weren't large forces of military nearby to forestall anything like that. Very, very strange. Hamas is Israeli captive killed, two wounded in Gaza. And it's a funny thing about these issues in Gaza and the hostages. Sometimes you wonder if Netanyahu doesn't even want to rescue a lot of the hostages. And my suspicions lie in an area where they really know what happened October the 7th because they were there. And if you know too much and it doesn't support the narrative, well, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. They don't really want you coming back because you'd be popular enough to be interviewed in the media and tell another side of the narrative that no one's supposed to really know or understand because it defeats his purpose for war. And it's the same with a lot of the people he wants to kill there, is they may very well know where the money went because Israel was supporting them as well for a very long period of time. And Congressman Ron Paul brought that up in 2009 even. So it's not like it was a big secret. I believe the money was going through Qatar fortunes. And if you could be a fly on the wall, I think you'd know there'd be a few offshore accounts somewhere with Mr. Netanyahu. Should probably actually look for him on that reporter's site that looks in for this little merry-go-round of cash. They have some very extensive records, and we might be able to track down some of his places for offshore banking and find out how well he's doing. That might be a good little project to do in between. Taliban prepares to celebrate the third anniversary of seizing power in Afghanistan, and just like when the Vietnamese took over Vietnam, the world didn't end. But the downside was it had nothing to do with freedom or anything like that. It was all concocted. The post-9/11 world got to have someone to blame. We had to point the finger somewhere, somehow. And the people pointing the finger are probably the ones who are most responsible for committing the crime. And they just have the power to control the crime scene, the evidence, and assign blame to someone who has probably not much to do with anything. Taliban prepares to celebrate the third anniversary of seizing power. Yes, indeed. And how much American military equipment was left there? Enough to start a war and make us bleed terribly, as the place was just abandoned in a manner that even made the leaving of Vietnam look like a joke by comparison. Moscow reveals origin of chemical weapons used in Kursk. So this is a very interesting thing. It's a chemical was in some of these shells called hexachloroethane and zinc oxide. And it's not the most pleasant thing. It's mildly toxic and has a range of military and public order applications. But technically, it probably falls under the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW. And but generally, you got to look at all these explosives, even just small arms ammunition going off. There's a lot of toxic brew in that stuff, and if you inhale it, it's not going to be good for you in the long term. And so it's a lesser issue than them using phosgene gas or some of the classics from World War One era. UK charges pro-Palestinian group members under the terrorism law. Now, that's almost funny in a way if you were drunk and trying to figure things out, that somehow we take protests, and even protests that get a little bit out of the way, and try to turn it into terrorism. Maybe it's because I'm older and I remember terrorism when terrorism was going on back in the days of the PLO. And, you know, airplanes are blown up in the sky, gunmen come in, bombs are planted in places. It's not so much you're waving placards in the street or even doing a break-in. Part of these break-ins is you probably got the goods. Like there was a classic one where COINTELPRO was exposed way back when. Great film about it called 1971. And I was around back then where a bunch of university activists broke into an FBI building. Just in the days before computers, everybody had paper copies in a filing cabinet of all the nasty stuff. And there was a big game going on to give it cover. And they scoped out this place, found out the security was pretty much non-existent at certain times, especially with a big game going on. And they broke into the place. And they emptied the filing cabinet and had legitimate documents from the FBI to prove COINTELPRO and the fact that the FBI and the American government were working against the American people, violating the Constitution six ways from Sunday. And if you think the Brits are a little disturbed about this, J. Edgar Hoover went ballistic. And these people got away for a good period of time. And the most important thing is they had hard and fast evidence that our enemy is above us in government. And I don't doubt that for a minute in this case, too. It's just you really can't prove it without the paperwork. That would be far more interesting, as opposed to going after them for terrorism, is going after the governments for state-sponsored terrorism to orchestrate these wars. Why is it okay to drop bombs on innocent people or blow them up? I remember listening to a report that there's 186,000 dead in Gaza, according to the British magazine The Lancet. And I believe it was Pastor Rick Wiles brought that up on his show. And it just, you know, floors you. And a lot of the dead can't be recovered because they're in rubble and they don't have the equipment to go after the bodies. They got to look after the living, not the dead. And they might not be discovered or unearthed for some period of time. And this is a crime against humanity in the highest order. And one of their cabinet ministers, Smolnich or whatever his name was, you know, made it quite plain he wanted to kill 2 million of them. It was supposed to be 2.3, so maybe he's only got 2 million more to go, or, you know, he just underestimated how many he wanted to get by depriving them of the necessities of life, starving them to death, and just flat-out murdering them. And somehow that's okay. That's not a crime. That's not terrorism. State-sponsored terrorism is the worst kind of terrorism, and it's just something that goes around unscathed. There's a draft bill allowing German police to search the web with facial recognition. That's the big tool of the Antichrist, where everything we do, you know, I see you when you're sleeping, I know when you're awake, I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake, that they want to watch every move you take. and this is like the ultimate control freak. And it just comes down to it, is it even human or is it artificial intelligence that's coming along through the implication of changing our DNA and making the Internet of Humans so that we can all be controlled in this manner? It is a terrible, terrible loss of freedom that you should have the right to just disappear and be out of the way and not have this make you like that classic old story with Jean Valjean from the French era long time ago, where he's hunted down, persecuted by the state authorities everywhere he goes in Les Miserables. Trump suggests he will flee to Venezuela if he loses the election because it's far safer than the U.S. Well, in many respects it would be, because he'd have guards all around him and be in some kind of fortified compound and probably be at, you know, some degree of cooperation with the state if they let him go there. I think the Bushes went to Paraguay, as I understand, for their home away from home. But it's a necessary thing, because he can't control not only the narrative, but the actions and reactions of a desperate, desperate group that are trying to take over not only the United States, but the world. And they do lean, you know, extra hard to the left. And that causes them to do what's called a cultural revolution, to completely and totally change our understanding of truth, justice, and the American way. And that's just an awesome thing. As I remember from the old days, too, Hugo Chavez used to listen to Power Hour in the old days, believe it or not, and recall that coming across the plate at some point or another. So it's amazing what you can reach out to with good media. And Power Hour was always at the forefront there, that even a head of state had to come and listen to see what's going on in the world, because you really can't trust a lot of these other sources. More than half of Americans oppose deploying troops to Israel, and that's a terrible shame. This Chicago Council on Global Affairs think tank said, but then Chicago is a Democratic hotbed. Maybe it's because of that that they don't want to do it, but there's just so many that are hooked into this war scenario that it's beyond belief. I can't even imagine that you look at that as a reasonable option in any way, shape, or form, because it's all you're bringing is death and destruction to both sides. I think I said it before a couple of weeks ago, but I'll say it again. Erwin Rommel, head of the Africa Corps, said, war isn't about who is right. War is about who is left. And when you have to pay in blood beyond belief, is it worth killing your fathers, your brothers, your sons, and God only knows what else, just to prove that you're right? That's another form of madness that is difficult to comprehend. Minnesotans magnificently destroy Tim Walz. I won't forget to vote in November. Yes, he kind of exaggerated his military record and such like that. But he was also a big vax pusher, as they all are. Every government has no legitimacy. Every government was forced into doing this. This was probably the greatest crime in human history, for robbery. They looted all the treasuries of all the governments in the world by creating this pandemic and forcing them into contracts with these pharmaceutical companies to just hand over untold amounts of wealth and fortune. And they did it. And there's no justice yet to bring them to the prisoner dock. That's terrorism. Anyway, I'm George Freund, reporting from Canada. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Power Radio. I'm your host from Canada, George Freund. Play into the virus soon, but a little something that, you know, I had one of those memory lapses where I actually remembered something from the past, and it plays very, very deeply into what happened to Donald Trump. But we had the G20 in Toronto in 2010, and I have feelers out all over the place in the city back then. It was like you're running your own private intelligence agency, and you share open intelligence on the radio. And one story that it came across, I don't know if you know about groups of people, they're called infiltrators. I guess they'd be terrorists today. But they sneak into buildings and try to violate their space and take pictures and then post it online and just show, you know, how great they are at doing stuff like that. And a lot of them go into derelict sites that are long gone and abandoned and such, and they make interesting pictures because it's not exactly something you get to see. But this group went into Toronto's Royal York Hotel, and that is a showplace hotel that you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar a lot of the G20 people were booked into. And they infiltrated into mechanical rooms and stuff, but the most important thing is they infiltrated up onto the roof, and you had a clear sniper's eye view of the downtown core that you could actually take care of business, as they say in the motorcycle gangs, with some of our guests coming to Toronto. And that on the forums I was on back then, and I think it took some heed, they replaced all the local police counter-snipers with people from the Army who'd been in Afghanistan. That our police would be replaced on very quick and short notice with people from the Army, because I guess somebody got some wind of something that didn't exactly smell too good, and actions were taken. And then when we look at Mr. Trump's trip to Pennsylvania, it was just like, you know, take a number on who's going to get to shoot him. You know, it's a shooting gallery. And it was kind of done in the vernacular of the Martin Luther King assassination, because he was, and it was a great movie made out of that. And the two firemen who would be sympathetic, or not sympathetic to the assassination, I guess would be a better way to word it, were told to stay home that day, because if they saw somebody setting up a rifle in there, they'd probably do something about it. And it just shows you that old trick. Because underneath the alleged sniper was a window, and in that window was a third sniper team that was reported in the news and revealed to some degree, but it didn't form part of the narrative and sort of fell out the window, no pun intended. But we have something to reveal. I watched this old movie the other day, just found it by cleaning stuff off my hard drive, that I had this clip from this 1980 Japanese classic called Virus. And you tell me that this isn't the pandemic, that this isn't what's happened to us in the last few years to turn us inside out, backwards and forwards. It just blew my mind when I played that clip. And then I found the whole movie to watch. And there is a version on our website at the Government Rag Blogspot that there's most likely a link to, and you can watch it yourself. And there's great American stars in there from yesterday, like Glenn Ford and Robert Vaughn. It was the most expensive movie made in Japan up to that time. I can see why. But can we play the first clip?
How nice to see you. Dreadfully cold, no? Here, warm yourself. I trust everything is in order.
It is agreed then. You consent that to be delivered directly to Dr. Leisenau.
of the Viral Research Institute at Zurich. Transport it exactly as it is. Under no circumstances take it out of the dry ice packing. Under no circumstances allow the dry ice to run out. Is that perfectly, absolutely clear?
You expect me to take this to Dr. Leisenau with no proof? No idea of its characteristics, its properties? Here, Dr. Leisenau, here is a germ. Fix it, please.
It is more than a germ. It is a weapon. MM88 is an accident. It is a Frankenstein monster masquerading as a virus.
MM88.
Soon after it was found, we could take DNA apart and reassemble it in different ways. An American geneticist developed this MM88. When we heard of its characteristics, we decided to borrow some of it.
What characteristics?
Essentially, it is a mimic.
A what?
A mimic attaches itself to existing viruses such as polio, influenza, etc., increasing both the toxicity level and the reproductive level of the host disease. In other words, it hits so hard and multiplies so fast, it simply overwhelms any vaccine known. Oh! Excuse. You have a cold?
No, it's nothing.
If I were to open this ampule to the air, you would be dead within 3 days. Unless a way is found to neutralize this monster, we are left with a doomsday weapon.
Indeed, indeed. Way back in 1980, did you hear some of the similarities? Like, as soon as they could get into DNA, well, they started making this weapon that could act as an adjutant to mimic existing diseases, viruses, and such. And they had to store it in dry ice and keep it cold. Remember when this first started, they had to make special freezers to carry this stuff? So the recipients had to have special freezers. They had to have special trucks to carry the stuff at an ungodly low temperature. And that was like one of my first cracks in the wall to go, what are they carrying that has to be stored in that manner? And that was something to really get me peeking into the fact that it's an alien virus. And then I found a book called Alien Viruses and how that was the big thing that came out of Roswell. And it was super, super deadly. The ultimate, ultimate killing weapon. Great book if you get your hands on it. And kills you quickly. There's nothing you can do to protect yourself with. And how many people at the beginning were being overwhelmed by something that we could not know? And that this stuff had to be carried to a special lab. And I know the lady who did research on that special lab, I interviewed her in 2018. Tiljana Gaitanseva, the Bulgarian reporter, she wrote a piece called Project G2101, Pentagon Biolab Discovered MERS and SARS-like Coronaviruses in Bats. And they said that, too, in that clip, that they mentioned the cold because we're dealing with a coronavirus, a cold virus. So part of the bigger story she came into was at a place called the Lugar Center in Georgia. That's the country, not the state. The Pentagon had a biolaboratory, and they had them in 25 different countries around the world, funded by the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, with a $2.1 billion military program, Cooperative Biological Engagement Program, CBEP, and are located in the former Soviet countries like Georgia, the Ukraine, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Any place where you can do this stuff where you own the government. The Pentagon launched a $6.5 million program in cooperation with the Lugar Center in 2017, collected 5,000 bats And guess where some of these bats were taken under diplomatic passport? How about Wuhan, China? So EcoHealth Alliance USA also collected bats and isolated coronaviruses with Chinese scientists at this Wuhan lab with a $3.7 million grant. And the funny thing about her reporting is it doesn't really seem to carry juice with a lot of the people who appear to be anti-vax or who stand up for some of these things, which really surprised me too, because it's the smoking gun. It's the wooden stake in the heart. And this was done during the Trump administration, so he had to have been well aware of it or just not briefed. And that comes up in the second clip where we create the panic and we see the government's reaction. And there were probably words like that uttered in the White House at that time, just mimicking this movie. Can we play clip B?
The Italian flu epidemic has spread worldwide. Reports of staggering death tolls are rolling in from all parts of the globe. Vaccines are in short supply everywhere. A world struck with panic has gone berserk. Martial law is the order of the day. Disruption of communications and shipping has left much of the world isolated in fear, with inadequate food and medical supplies. The United Kingdom report indicates widespread damage to private and public property. Our Spanish correspondent, Mel Nyman, was killed earlier today while covering the riots in Madrid. Civil disorder in France and West Germany have escalated since our last report. Japan has been the scene of countrywide chaos for over a week. The police report that it will take at least another week to regain law and order and resume distribution of food and medical supplies. Stateside, we are no exception. Mass demonstrations on Capitol Hill have become daily events. This morning, the National Guard reported 57 killed. The demands of an angry crowd for effective vaccines and government action have only been met with military confrontation. President Richardson's televised appeal for calm and restraint has had no effect. It is impossible to predict the restoration of order. Washington's unrest is reflected in the rest of the country. In California, the Air National Guard has been utilized to distribute food to eastern regions.
What vaccine?
All right. How long will it take to manufacture this vaccine in quantity?
Mr. President, we have not even been able to isolate the cause. The virus, if it is a virus, is like the common cold. It is everywhere. It is nowhere.
I'd like to say at this point, Mr. President, that HHS might have been in a better position to develop the crash program if its budget hadn't been slashed against the specific wishes of Congress.
Damn it, Senator, I don't have to hear that from you.
What do you mean? There is no vaccine? Then what is it that we're giving the police and fire department personnel, the essential services, the military alert crews, if not a vaccine? It's just that we don't have enough for the general populace. Isn't that right?
We have a vaccine of sorts. We've put together a soup of every flu-related vaccine we know. Its effect leaves something to be desired. In fact, it's more of a placebo than anything else.
You gave me a goddamn placebo?
We are doing our best.
Mr. President, my apologies for being late, but I have been gathering the latest intelligence estimates of our situation. This shows where this Italian flu first broke out. Here we have a breakdown of victims, alive yellow, dead black, according to region. As of this morning, Mr. President, I would like to point out the very real possibility that we might not have just an epidemic in our hands. We may have a case of germ warfare. From where? What source? Every country on this chart has massive casualties. Can you explain that?
As far as we know, some of our information is quite sketchy. Still, the most suspect country should be obvious.
Do you have any hard evidence to support this theory?
Indeed, indeed. And I think we all know in our recent rendition who the main suspect was. President Trump called it the China virus. And of course it was, because it was perfected and advanced in Wuhan, China, in their labs, after development in these special American labs around the world. So we do know who it was, but the main suspect was in the house, not out of the house. But we see it was called the Italian flu, and that was one of the big epicenters. They also mentioned Madrid. That was another major epicenter of this event. And it shut down the world. People didn't exactly riot, as they did in the film, but they came begging to their governments to say, please find us a solution. And they were more than willing to do that and give us something. A batch that was kept at very cold temperatures, I guess. Maybe that was the ultimate murder weapon. And then they did have a placebo. So remember hearing a debate in a very empty British Parliament where a member of Parliament was exposing the fact that people were coming into Britain and they didn't have a vaccination, they had a placebo. And they were told by the government it didn't matter. Well, why wouldn't it matter? Because there was no threat. So it really didn't matter that they came in or didn't come in, or they were vaccinated or unvaccinated, because this was mostly a contrivance. They also mentioned it was very much like the common cold, and they hadn't isolated it, which was the big story at the beginning of this. It wasn't isolated. The only thing they could develop was a computer model of what they thought it was. I'm from Canada. That didn't really wash over with me. That this was a fraud. You didn't have anything. You made it up. It was everywhere, but nowhere. And the only place they could find it was when they stuck that PCR test up your nose. But you had to stay apart because it's on every door handle. It's in the air. It's on the ground. There's still people believe that and walk around like zombies. I still laugh at people trying to open doors with their elbows and such like that, or wearing 12 masks and whatever. You've seen them, I'm sure, that they just can't come to grips with the fact that we've been misled and lied to. So why couldn't you find it with just a simple nasal swab or a mouth swab if it existed, if it was there? Why did they have to go so far up your nose and break the cribriform plate, that little piece of cartilage on the end? Because that allowed things to get in. It wasn't that they were taking anything out. Because one of the beginning pieces at these masks was that there was like a little nanofiber, black, and it looked like a little piece of wire in the mask, and it was found on these swabs. And it was like it was alive. As soon as it got wet, it came out. And I remember at an event we had at that channel, I was telling the man who runs the station about this, and, you know, he was just aghast. And he says, okay, I just got a brand new box of masks. And he lays one on the kitchen counter, and I moisten it, and within 3-4 minutes, these little puppies are coming out. It's almost like the snake coming out of the basket in India, that it's there, and Dr. Frankenstein isn't there to go, it's alive, it's alive. But it is. And what was it? It wasn't a living organism that we can know and understand. I have a video on the website, too, of recent things with this virus and the things they find and the things that go bump in the body. And it is rather frightening. Japan declares state of emergency after nanobots found in citizens. And, you know, they show autopsy video of them pulling these giant worm-like things out of your body. And generally, you don't get the clotting in the veins, or it's in the arteries, or maybe I got it backwards, but they found them in both, and they're just horrendously long and evil-looking. And funeral directors found they even grew in formaldehyde, which, what's going to grow in formaldehyde? Something that's not of this world, in my opinion. And I've said it from the outset that this was an invasion. It's like the movie The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They didn't send in armies and tanks and planes to take over the terra firma land. They took over the insides of our bodies. with our cooperation and consent. And they want to do it again, and that's the most important thing. They're not going to sit down and let it. The vaccine industry, according to the expose, is desperate for the next pandemic, and their orchestrators want to even use NATO to force the vaccination on people so that they can come in with armies. So New Zealand already has the plan in place. They started putting it in, you know, in their Emergency Management Act of 2002 to give them special powers to do that, to detain, isolate, and quarantine, the power to prescribe preventive treatment. Like, that's something that's going back to like the old Soviet Union days. I don't even think Hitler forced that on people. And then to allow the police or any authority to use force to implement this. So they can pretty much put you into some type of quarantine or worse, some sort of prison, mental asylum, force vaccinate you, treat you, damage your body, even kill you, and it's done under covert government operations, so when they dispose of the bodies, no one will ever know what happened. And they want to do this universally, even in the United States and the rest of the world. That is something to be very much in understanding of, because when they pull the next one, it's like there's a local near me who's got a sign on the road, "Don't get fooled again." And that's about all I can say to you is don't be fooled again. We cannot allow them ever to take this down that rabbit hole again, because it's all contrived. And contrived to reduce human population, control human population. We're just like the bugs that used to be in that old TV commercial for Raid, where they just come and spray or do something to us, and you're just obliterated. So that's why we come to Power Hour, to get that power, to understand, to hold off the enemies, foreign and domestic, and to find products that actually work and heal our bodies. And the way the world situation's going, that Nuke Protect commercial sounds very appealing to me, and I'd have a lot of that hanging around in many places just to be safe. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming out.
A blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provide you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. to show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.